אז יש לנו כאן שיעור מספר 4 מכנס צפון אמריקה.
Okay, so we got lesson number 4 from the North America or Latin America?
תפילת רבים?
לא, לא, תפילת רבים.
We're going to be reading about reaching a prayer. We have that, so we'll read it. Verse number 1 from Rabash, the three times in the work. Prayer is the work in the heart, which means that since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not to receive, it follows that he has a lot of work in inverting it. And since this is against nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of his nature and enter what is discerned as above nature. Again, prayer is work in the heart, meaning, since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not to receive, it follows that he has a lot of work in inverting it. And since this is against one's nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of his nature and enter what is discerned as above nature.
The thing about bestowal is not that we bestow. I need something that was not important. I need to make it important, and then my relation toward it will be one of bestowal. Is that clear? If I'm speaking now, why are you raising your hand? You are forbidden to ask during the lesson. That's it. It's not clear. Let's say someone is important to me. If he is important, I want to bestow upon him. If someone is not important to me, I can't, I'm not interested, I don't even think about bestowing upon him. So, bestowing is a result of my level of importance, of the level of importance of that thing to me. This is why we're talking about the greatness of the Creator, to the extent that the Creator is important compared to me, my will to receive. To that extent, I will be inverted. I will want to bestow upon him instead of upon my will to receive. To turn the importance, self-importance, to the importance of others, the importance of the group, the importance of the Creator. This is called shifting from this world to the upper world. That's it. That's it. But this completely changes all the discernments, all the inclinations, all the thoughts. Everything changes. Because we're talking about the importance of something that doesn't exist in my will to receive. It's not my family, it's not my baby, it's not anything that could be in this world which would ordinarily fit into the category of something that's close to me. It's something opposite from me. Is that clear? Meaning, read it again.
Again, excerpt number 1, a prayer is a work in the heart. That is, since the root of man's heart is the will to receive, and he needs the opposite, meaning that it will work only to bestow and not to receive, it follows that he has a lot of work in inverting it. And since this is against one's nature, he must pray to the Creator to help him come out of his nature and enter what is discerned as above nature.
So how do we do this? If we have a group, and I can work with them mutually, and I work on their importance in my eyes, their importance to me, and I examine to what extent I want or don't want to bestow upon them. Do I want to use them or that they will use me? Here I have all the discernments. There's nothing more. You don't need more. I have this lump that I can determine with regard to it what's important. And by that, I can depict my entire relationship with the Creator. Clear? Clear. Good. This is how we work. What, Gershon?
When we work in such a way and want to invert our longing for the friends, for spirituality, which is to something that's the most important, usually, as it's described in the text, if there's resistance, there's resistance you can work with, meaning criticism, hatred, something that doesn't leave you, but you work with it. But there's resistance that's like a wave that kind of, it's like it drags you and you don't know, you just realize that it just took you somewhere and you're not there anymore. How do you work against that resistance? We make all kinds of efforts throughout the day, but the body is very cunning. How do you work correctly with it?
I learn from the friends. I see how they try. This is why we have the commandment of trying to show the efforts we make in order to help each other, in order to show everyone how much we are bestowing. And then when you see this, it gives you a drive. Where am I?
He also writes in the text that this action is supposed to be a plea to the Creator, a prayer.
Yes. When you see that you cannot be like them, you have no choice but to cry out to the Creator to help you because of your envy. It doesn't give you any peace of mind.
Envy, not even envy, but even a desire that awakens here in Vengdorsen to really attain this thing.
I would be very happy if some group of Kabbalists would appear, seemingly Kabbalists, or maybe real Kabbalists, outside of us, that would seem to us as more successful than us. That would help us so much. Really. The Creator would really give us a helpmate against us. I hope it'll soon happen. Because it really wakes you up. It's very effective.
And then there, it's kind of like fuel in order to work, to attain. And also I want to talk about the matter of the prayer. There's also the plea to the Creator, but the matter of the answering of the prayer. Because I see that when you turn to the Creator, it's like I said, there's a like a wave that kind of drags you and everything disappears. And
No. That's enough. I don't want this. This philosophizing, do it with yourself. If you don't have a clear question, don't open your mouth. Next.
Excerpt number 2 from a speech for the completion of the Zohar. Our sages said, let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, adhesion with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of Dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all His actions are to bestow and benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is complete Dvikut.
Meaning we should try to constantly be in bestowal, learn from everyone, do acts of bestowal with everyone as much as possible. Go on.
Excerpt number 3 from Rabash Run, My Beloved. It is impossible to receive anything without equivalence. Rather, there must always be equivalence. Hence, when he evokes mercy on himself, it follows that he is engaged in reception for himself. And the more he prays, not only is he not preparing the kli of equivalence, but on the contrary, sparks of reception form within him. It turns out that he is going in the opposite direction. While he should prepare vessels of bestowal, he's preparing vessels of reception. and cleave unto his attributes is specifically as he is merciful, so are you merciful. Hence, when he prays for the public, through this prayer he engages in bestowal, and the more he prays, to that extent he forms vessels of bestowal, by which the light of bestowal called merciful can be revealed.
Allah. Go on.
Excerpt number 4 from Bala Sulam, Shamati number 5. Lishma is an awakening from above, and why do we need an awakening from below? One must do every possible thing in the world to attain for the sake of the Creator. When one can pray from the bottom of the heart, and then the Creator hears his prayer. However, one must know that when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow. Completely. Meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree with to this view. From this one can come to clear awareness that he has no other counsel but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely. It turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted.
Meaning, after we perform acts of annulment, as we said today, as we've been speaking about for the past almost 2 hours, about our acts of annulment before the ten, which is really before the womb, so as to be included in the spiritual world, we still don't have a feeling of it because there cannot be a feeling in this drop of sperm. And yet we come to a state where we cannot, there are all kinds of disturbances and problems and detachments and so on, so we cannot be in it constantly. And then we have no choice. We see that either we succeed or we don't. And here comes the matter of prayer. We burst out of our helplessness because we cannot achieve what is in front of us. And then we come to the prayer. As a result of many efforts that we have to get into spirituality, we are already there, we're in it, but we can't give this quota of effort, and then we burst out. It is the first real prayer that comes into a person where he already imagines his annulment before the others. Here begins the matter of the real prayer, the real raising of man. And this is what we have to come to. Meaning, as much as we may try to find our point of annulment in the society, our next stage is that we discover our helplessness in all kinds of ways, that there is detachment in time, in intensity, all kinds of things. And then we have to come to an outburst of prayer for help. Clear? Questions? Yeah?
It's not clear if there's constant disconnects and there always be, because it's part of the matter.
I don't know. Why do you say that? Why do you say always?
That's what we say, that states always change, or states that...
What's going to happen? I don't know. I know what I should have. I have to get this point permanently.
What is this permanent?
It means I have a permanent point
that for every state I prefer where there's greater importance, I can remove my importance to the friends?
It's when I acquire the importance of the friends in the current conditions permanently. Not that it exempts me, liberates me from making an effort, but that I already have a grip on it.
That for every state that will be revealed, I must...
Not every state that's revealed, but what is revealed, I work in this and I attain by this dvikut, adhesion, a grip.
So if I've attained adhesion and a grip in this, so where's there place for prayer here?
We have to be together in this. There is more progress to make. Meaning, in order to have this grip, I also have to pray. But what I'm saying is, after the efforts we make and think about achieving with my own strength, I see that I can't, and then I burst out in prayer. Afterwards, it'll be the prayer of many. For now, it is a personal prayer. Yes?
Can we attain this quotient on the current state?
In every state, there is a quota. The quota of effort exists in every situation.
And to get that degree of ibul is enough to have one state that we can want on it. And
I can't say. I cannot say. You can't discern. You don't discern between the states. I can't talk to you about one state or several states. We cannot imagine several states in ibul.
I'm asking, what do we need beyond taking the importance of the friends? And
only annulment. Only annulment. Putting the society instead of me. Instead of myself.
In a certain intensity, a certain power?
In what there is. What do you mean powers? As if you're measuring powers, intensities.
If I nullify before the friends right now, let's say I nullify myself before the friends.
Yeah.
So it says that's it? We've done the quota of the efforts that needed?
Okay. Let's say yes. Let's say it is. There are no such questions. When you begin to work, we will talk practically. Go on.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, Article 21. What does it mean that Torah was given out of the darkness in the work? When a person wants to draw near to the Creator, meaning use the vessels of bestowal, but he cannot because the body disagrees with it, since his body extends from vessels of reception. At that time, a person feels that the world has grown dark on him. For he understands that if he cannot obtain vessels of bestowal, he will never be rewarded with the upper light, which is the light of doing good to his creations. It follows that the darkness he feels from not being able to obtain vessels of bestowal by himself gives him the need that someone will help him obtain those kelim. According to the rule, there is no light without a kli, no filling without a lack. It follows that now he has received a need for the light of Torah. It is as our sages said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. Thus, the Torah is given specifically to the deficient. And that deficiency is called darkness. This is the meaning of the words, the Torah was given out of the darkness. That is, one who feels darkness in his life because he has no vessels of bestowal is fit to receive the Torah. So that through the Torah, the light in it will reform him and he will obtain the vessels of bestowal. Through them, he will be fit to receive the delight and pleasure.
And the bigger the darkness he has, if he is patient and persistent, he will discover more. There's the matter of inverse relation between lights and vessels here. Questions? But make it short, without stories.
When this darkness is revealed, how does a person not run away back to the vessels of reception?
As usual, you need to look for support.
But he needs filling from this state that there's darkness and lack of flavor in this work.
So he is looking for fulfillment?
How doesn't he go back to the vessels of reception? What does he sustain himself from?
He exists by looking for support. How to stand in the dark without the filling, but stand in it. The darkness, is it in order to receive fulfillment?
We just read that when a person works in bestowal, darkness is revealed to him.
Yes.
A lack of flavor, taste. How doesn't he run automatically back to the vessels of reception?
Support. I told you several times this word. Or maybe some other words so you will understand. You need to look for a strengthening to maintain the situation, not run away from it. That's the one. Number two. How to react correctly to the situation. But what kind of filling do you want? The darkness, is it for you to receive satisfaction? It's for you to turn it into light. So that these kelim that are being revealed to you now, and what you're revealing is vessels of bestowal, but you see them as dark. Gershon, you need to think. Go on.
Excerpt number 6 from Bala Sulam, the Articles of Shamati, 19. What is the Creator hates the bodies in the work? One must not be angry when he has work with the will to receive, that it obstructs him in the work. One would certainly be more satisfied if the will to receive were absent from the body, meaning that it would not bring its questions to a person, obstructing him in the work of observing Torah and mitzvot. However, one should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above, because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator. From his praying to him, to draw him near in the manner of Dvikut, called equivalence of form, discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about that, "My sons defeated me." That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead.
Questions? I see that you're tired already. Okay. Nothing you can do. It's 5 o'clock. Let's move on to the next part.
Before we move to the next part of the lesson, we'll sing a song together.
באתי לעולם הזה בכדי לדעת לגלות עולם נסתר והוא היד יש כאלה אנשים להם חיכית והם רואים את מה שאף אחד לא רואה יש בי שאלה גדולה איך הגיע לגלות מה שגילו איך להניע
תבחר לך סביבה טובה ותגיע ותגלה לך עולם מושלם שנעלם את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך תראה בחייך כדי לצמוח להשתנות ולגלות ולא לברוח מהגילוי שמחכה איתי לשמוח דרך חברים או תגלה נפלאות את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך בחייך עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך את עולמך תראה בחייך את עולמך תראה בחייך עוד בעולם הזה עוד בעולם הזה תראה עולמך